Hello everyone, it's Liz speaking. Welcome to week 4 of Live Your Dreams. In this session, we're going to be talking about making the commitment to live your dream and preparing to do so. I know that this is a session many of you have been anxiously waiting for because it feels like finally you're going to be able to put some action steps into place that are going to get you where you want to go to the outcome that you so strongly desire. Before we get into the actual session, I'd like to start with a brief visualization exercise that we start each session with. I'd like to ask you to close your eyes, making sure it's safe to do so. Take some deep breaths in, inhaling slowly and exhaling slowly as well. Keep doing that, feeling yourself becoming centered and grounded. As you do that, envision what it is you're creating. Picture what it is and what it looks like, what it feels like to you. What's the actual outcome that you're creating? Listen. Listen to your intuition, the signals you get from your own body as you work through this, as we go through the session today. Commit to yourself to being receptive, to being open, and to following your own guidance. Let go of the need to know everything and let go of the need to know the outcome. Know that all the energies, all the resources are there for you to be successful. Picture doors opening for you as you move forward. Picture success in achieving your goal. The universe wants you to be successful. You're here to fulfill a purpose and to be successful. Everything is set in place for you to do so. Take a few more deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling slowly, visualizing that outcome, and then open your eyes. Thank you. It's been wonderful to see the progress so far. I've heard from quite a number of you about the experiences you've been having, some great aha moments, and it's nice to see this process working. The ahas come surprisingly for some of you, and it's not something that can be forced into happening. It's something that happens in the quiet moments when all of a sudden you get an insight. It's reaffirming that the process is working, and it's just wonderful to see this advancing. So it's important to remember the lessons of not trying too hard or just waiting for it. Keep working with the process as we go through it. We're halfway through now, as of this week. Keep a journal to keep your notes in, and this is going to be useful as you want to make it. It really does take a commitment on your part. I know that you're all working very hard towards this, and congratulations for that. Remember, this is a process. Don't rush it. You want to make sure it's right this time, and you're going to create the outcome that you want. It's likely going to take longer than 7 weeks, and I know we all have busy lives, but keep with it. You're integrating a new practice, a new way of thinking about who you are. And it's just like learning to ride. At first, it seems like you're never going to get it, but soon it becomes second nature and you're riding all over the place. But it does take practice and it does take refreshers. So stick with it and keep up the good work. So far in the first 3 sessions, we've been focusing on building the structure to create what it is that we desire. You're expressing new, untapped aspects of yourself, maybe a new career, something that wasn't possible years ago when you started, or perhaps you made other choices and you want to make a change now. Maybe it's a different kind of a relationship you're looking at. Whatever it is, you're bringing something new into existence. It's a part of you that's yearning for expression. In order to do that, we liken it to a roadmap. You need to know exactly where you're starting from and where you want to go. That's what we've been focusing on the current reality of what you are, who you are, and looking ahead to where you want to go. In this session, we'll review the highlights of what we talked about last week, but we also want to talk about action steps. That's what we're going to be focusing on, creating the action steps to get from point A, where you are now, to your goal, to your dream. looking at what kind of resources you're going to need to get there and how you prepare yourself. How do you deal with disappointments along the way? And how do you celebrate success? Because you're going to have lots of them. Before we get into that, let's just talk a bit about the highlights that we had last week. We spent a lot of time talking about patterns. We all have predictable patterns that repeat throughout our lives. There are successful patterns which advance our cause, which help us grow, and there are unsuccessful patterns which also help us grow. As we're going through them, we tend to oscillate though. We feel like we're getting stuck in these repeating cycles. But we learned that we can look at certain decision points and make different choices when we find ourselves in those patterns again. We want to be successful, creating successful patterns, more successful patterns than unsuccessful patterns through the decisions that we make. And we want to be advancing more than we are getting caught in a cycle. Those lessons are important, and we liken them to mulch because you can use them. They were there for a purpose and they got you to where you are now. But you're creating a new future now, one that's the authentic you. We're leaving that past behind, and this is a continuous evolution as you go through it and as you continue to grow. Becoming free of old ways of thinking, outdated agreements, and the part of it that you were responsible for. Leaving behind what no longer works and replacing that with more conscious, constructive decisions and choices that you make. As you do this, you become more and more aware of these and more conscious of these patterns, of the decisions that you're making and how that plays out in the rest of your life. You're no longer accepting that you have to settle for second best or that it's the norm to be caught in these unsuccessful patterns. You're standing where you are in your life looking forward because it's what you want to create, acknowledging the fears that you have because we all have them, but then setting them aside. Doing that releases their grip on you. These fears are in your past. They're going to come back and try and be part of your present, but you're going to be conscious of them much sooner and you're now committed to being aware of them and making different choices based on the deeper truth of who you really are and what you want to express. You've demonstrated your willingness to show up, even if it takes a few tries to get it right. That's okay, because you're at the table now and you're expressing who you really are and what it is you want to do. Be patient, be persistent with yourself, and continue to do the excellent job that you're doing in working through this process. The objectives of this module are for you to say yes to living your dream, whatever it is that you've decided to work on, and then learn how to leverage your assets, the ones that you've identified in the previous week's work. There's still going to be some things you need, so the next step then is to look at what are the resources that you need to acquire, and then begin to prepare physically, emotionally, spiritually. You need this energy and endurance and vitality to keep going. Living your dream is not a passive process. It's active and it takes energy and it takes courage. Let's get right into the action steps now. If you look at this diagram, this is what we've done so far on one page. We spent the first session looking at what the desired state is, what your dream is and your goals. What is it that you want to create? And from that, confirmed what the actual state is, the reality about who you are, the reality of the situation, looking at the patterns as we talked about. I'd like to use a motorcycle trip to illustrate how you go about deciding on action plans. When you're going on this trip, you're planning for your trip. There are three big buckets of things you need to look after first when you're thinking of action steps. The first thing is your motorcycle, the second thing is you, and the third thing is the trip itself and how you plan for that. What action steps do you take now to put everything into place? In this example, the motorcycle trip is really your primary goal, the outcome that you want, and the others are all secondary goals under that. If I can use my own example, when I went on my solo odyssey about 11 years ago, I was going to be away for a while, so I was looking at what the current reality was for me at the time then, the actual state, the things that I listed were that I had a 2002 Yamaha FZ1 or FZ1, depending on which side of the border you're on. It had 10,000 kilometers on it. My last oil change was at 6,000 kilometers. It was in stock condition. Those were some of the things I had to consider. That was the reality I was looking at. Action steps I needed to put into place to achieve my goal were things like, I'm going to change my oil and filter before I get started because it needs to be changed every 5,000 kilometers, and I'm going to get that underway. I need to purchase some luggage because I'm going to be on the road for 2 months, so I'm going to need something to carry my things. I'm going to make sure my tires are okay and figure out when it is that I may possibly need new tires and where I'm going to be at that time. I have my owner's manual with me. I think I'd like to get a cruise control because my hand might get sore. I'm going to be riding long distances, so I'm going to investigate a cruise control. That's another action step that I'm going to put into place. The stock windscreen is also not very good for long distances because I'm getting some buffeting, so I'm going to look at changing that up and seeing what else is available. I'm going to get a disc lock because I'm going to have to be leaving it in places where I don't know how secure it's going to be, and I want to do what I can to make it secure. So those are primary steps. If I think about the action steps I needed to take for the trip itself, the reality as it sits right now from where I was at the beginning, with what I've got relative to preparing for the trip, I'm using these numbers hypothetically too because I don't even remember what they are. I'm saying I had a $5,000 budget for the 2 months. I was going to be gone from August 1st to October 1st. I needed to be prepared for summer and fall weather. It was my first long-distance solo trip. I had a flexible schedule, and although I had to be back by a certain date, I could be flexible within those dates. That was the current reality. That was some of it. There was more, but this is just an example for you. Then if I look at the action steps I needed to take to get some of the things into place for my trip, I was going to need to be sure my passport was current because I was traveling in two countries. I was going to need to confirm what kind of weather there would be. So yes, it was summer and fall, but what were the temperatures where I was going to be at what time and what could I expect? That had implications for what gear I needed. What exactly was my budget and how would I allocate it? How much could I spend on accommodations? How much would I need for fuel? How much would I need for entertainment and food? What were the must-sees that I had? I was going on this trip and there were some things I wanted to do. I wanted to make sure I got those done and the rest I could have more choice with. And what about distances? How far was I going to go during a day? Considering that the whole trip was X amount of miles and I didn't want to travel every day, I wanted to stop a few days every now and then. So how far did I have to travel each day on an average to accomplish what I needed to do in 2 months? If I use that example and take the same approach for what I was doing beyond the trip, actually, when I came back from the trip, was creating Trillium, a new life for me, actually. I'll use this example again for what the action steps that I went about when I came home and decided that I wanted to go into a business where I was providing motorcycle tours. The vision that I had for this was actually a thriving, multifaceted business where I can inspire others to personal growth. That was the vision. And I was going to do it through motorcycling. My current reality was, yes, I was a rider. I had already successfully run another business. I had traveled all over the world, so I was familiar with travel. I had no experience in running tours. I had to have something that would generate income so I could get my business going. And I had a real strong desire to make a difference and that I could leave a legacy where I could say I had done something that meant something to me. Everything was so new to me right now, and I was really all over the place with this. But I had to start somewhere, and it was a time of real transition. So if I look at that again and ask what the action steps were I needed to take, the big buckets for that, for creating this business that I wanted, the one bucket was that I had to create this business plan and go through all of those steps from startup to what did I need to know about marketing and financing and sales, all of those things. So that was one big bucket. The second one was an interim thing that I could do for some revenue. I had to have a sustainability plan, and I could draw on some of my experiences from HR. I did some consulting work and some teaching, and I became a motorcycle instructor. And the third bucket was I felt at the time that I needed partners to help me, or a partner that I wanted to have another set of expertise that could help me in creating this. This was something I will tell you that got me into a lot of trouble because I wasn't confident enough in my own abilities and I tended to rely on others. Those were the big action steps. And then there were other subsequent action steps underneath all of those. That gives you an idea of what is needed to be done and how you can apply the action steps to your own particular situation. I will tell you that it takes a tremendous amount of courage because you are trying something new, and those fears that we thought we'd left behind in the past, they're going to come back and try and protect you again in the present. It's really important to maintain balance in your life as you go through this so you're not completely focused on what it is you're creating, making sure that you're taking care of yourself through all of this. It's going to seem like there's lots that needs to be done at the same time. So you're going to have to prioritize. You have a certain number of hours in the day and a certain amount of energy and a certain number of things that you can get done. This is all new to you, and you may have to give up some old ideas, some old aspirations, because they no longer fit with what you're doing or where you're going. Keep questioning yourself. Are the actions you're taking, the action steps, do they align with where you want to go? Making those responsible choices. Keep going one step in front of the other as long as it's aligning with your goal. That's the constant question you want to ask yourself. You want to be successful, and you will be successful. It's hardest at the beginning when you're getting going under a new structure, and as it starts to gain momentum, it gets easier. And you'll be getting feedback. You'll be getting feedback from other people, and more importantly, from yourself and how you feel. What you're doing is validating. It feels good because it feels like you're being true to yourself, because you are being true to yourself and you're listening to that voice. For your action steps, you're going to be pushing your comfort zone. And if you're on track with where you're going, you're likely going to feel uncomfortable and uneasy because you're pushing through this comfort zone. Expect this unease. This is really happening, so realize that at the time as you're going through this, and remember this as you're setting up your action steps. Once you set up the action steps you need, you're going to identify the resources that you need to meet those action steps. It's really important with both the action steps and identifying the resources not to be judgmental and not to rule anything out. Put them down, and they're going to be part of your advancing structure. This is going to be where your fears come in again, and they're going to be trying to talk to you. But put them down, and we can work with them as we're going through it. When you're identifying your resources, you're looking at the timelines you've got. Who is available to help you? What are some of the prerequisites you need to move into another action step? What are some of the obstacles you can anticipate? And what are some of the solutions? You'll work with these, and it will become more obvious as you get into it. If you look at the example about a long-distance motorcycle trip, what are some of the resources you can draw on to help you plan a trip? Well, there are certainly other riders, because lots of other people have done that kind of thing before. If you know any or know people who have known them, or certainly you can seek them out. There's lots of websites for people who have done this kind of thing. Motorcycle magazines, there are books, there are tons of resources from printed material or online material about how to go about doing this. Look at motorcycle sites, and you don't just need to stick with the motorcycle sites. You're looking at the concept of travel. When you're looking at what kind of accommodations you want to stay in, or hostels, they deal with travelers all the time. Online forums talk about people who have been on these trips and have lots of ideas. You can learn from their experiences and hopefully avert some of the challenges yourself. There are different clubs, organizations, riding groups. Try anything you can, looking and finding for whatever resources are there. If I now apply the situation to the business that I was setting up with Trillium, what were the resources that I needed? What did I need to know from a business startup perspective? And what did I need to get going? I looked at government websites because there's all the information that you need to know about how you set up a business and how you become incorporated, How do you run a travel business? There are special rules for that. There are lots of resources for that too. And then as you discover these areas, these different areas, you start digging deeper and then you find other resources. Sometimes it takes a lot of hunting and pecking and persistence, but you can certainly get there. Also, look at competitors if this is applicable to you. What are they doing? Look at some of their ideas. You're not copying, but you're looking for resources. You're looking for trends. You're looking for marketing ideas and different possibilities. There are lots of people that are doing things that may be similar to yours, other organizations or people that have a similar target audience. So they're not doing exactly the same thing, but look for the similarities and some of the ideas and some of the approaches. And there may be some synergies with working together with people, but you're just doing your beginning research. Look at others with a similar vision who are trying to do something similar, but are going about it a different way. Those are all the resources that you have that are available to you. I use the example of how I started with Trillium to give you an idea of how you can apply that to your own situation. Whatever it is, as I mentioned before, stay aligned with what you want to create. The trip was very flexible and it was built to be that way, and it was. So it was great to be free. But I had set it up, I'd planned it, and the structure was there to support that. With applying the action steps to Trillium, that was a lot more complicated, a lot more complex, and it certainly felt like I had a lot more at stake. As I was setting up my action steps, I wanted to be careful that what I was doing didn't take me off track, that I remained really focused on my vision. What were the financial implications of that, and how did I go about doing that? And in the meantime, how do I stay balanced, not getting so caught up in it that I forget about myself or forget about taking care of myself? Use these examples and apply them to your own situations. Start with a big bucket of action steps. What is it that you want to create? And then the big bucket of resources under those action steps. What resources are there? Don't reinvent the wheel. You don't need to have to do everything from scratch just because you're creating something for yourself. There are a lot of others that have done something similar that you can leverage and that you can use as a resource. Let's spend a few moments now talking about how to deal with disappointment. Much as we don't want to think about it, it's going to happen because we're trying something new. We're trying new approaches, new methods, we're working with a new aspect of ourselves. In spite of going to great extremes to make sure we've got our goal defined, we've got our current reality, we've got our action steps, we've identified the resources, we've got, everything we've got, we will feel a great deal of energy from this. But then something is going to happen and we're going to feel disappointment. This is a natural part of it. If you're not feeling disappointment at some point, you're not stretching yourself. It goes right back to what I talked about before about being uneasy and stretching your comfort zone. It's part of the process. It's part of learning and part of learning to make the choices that help you advance. If I look at the trip, the motorcycle trip that I was on, one of the disappointments that happened was when I was in Banff. I'd been there before, but I really wanted to see it again because of the beauty of the mountains and the whole experience there. But the year that I went was a really bad year for forest fires, and so there was a lot of smoke. A lot of the roads were closed. And in the town of Banff, I don't know how many of you have ever been there, but it's surrounded by mountains. You're right in the mountains. But the smoke was so thick, you couldn't even tell that you were in the mountains. So that was a disappointment. It was a disappointment for me, but it was a greater disappointment because of the natural disaster. So it wasn't just all about me, but I had to change my plans because I couldn't continue on the route that I wanted because the roads were closed. It forced me to change my direction a little bit and to change my route accordingly. The neat thing about it was what resulted from it, because I changed the road I was going on, and it resulted in one of the most memorable experiences of my trip. I had this experience where I was riding along the side through this charred wasteland, it seemed. They were still fighting the fires around me. The helicopters were going over top of me with these big buckets of water. All of a sudden, there was a stream right beside the road, and all this debris was in the stream. But there was also I knew there was new life in this dream. There were pine cones. There were the seeds of new life. And it was so striking that in the middle of this devastation, there was new life forming, even as it was still burning. It reminded me so much, not that my life was devastated, it wasn't that at all, but it was really starting new and rising out of the ashes of the past and creating a new life. It was a very poignant experience. And because I got on that route, I was able to experience that. If I look at Trillium and the startup of that, it was very difficult. It was really difficult, but I knew I was on the right track. I was still a neophyte in my own life. I had made these big changes. I was newly single. I was newly out of a job trying to create this new experience in a business and an industry that I wasn't really familiar with, even though I'd been a writer. I had some disappointments starting up. You start with this initial exuberance and you come back and you're full of energy to get to where you're going, but then there are some disappointments. One of them came when I was teaching. It was really rough because I got thrown into it at the last minute, having to start new courses and create new courses and not knowing the class and not knowing the culture. I will tell you that it was difficult for me. I had some very difficult times, but I persevered through them, and I'm glad I did because it strengthened me. I could have given up and said, forget it, I'm going back to my job. That was never, ever a consideration. If there was ever a time I thought, should I continue on or should I go back? It's like, no. If ever, it was a fleeting moment, but that was never, ever a serious thought. That was one thing that happened when I was starting to teach. I also selected, I mentioned that I wanted to work with people, and I selected people for the wrong reasons. It looked like they were aligned, and it looked like they were doing something similar to what I wanted to do. I'd never had a business partner, but we had worked together on different projects. I thought those people knew more than I did, and they didn't. It got me into trouble, and it probably slowed me down. But it did teach me some big lessons at the time about the value of myself. I didn't see it. Other people did, and they were willing to use that. I didn't see the value until much later. It's really important to know your own needs and to know that you're operating from a new perspective, from these new beliefs about who you are and the strengths that you have. Other people are responding to what they are seeing in you, even if you don't see it yourself. They're reflecting back the image you're giving off. If you're uncomfortable, if you're feeling unsure of yourself, look at what you're attracting to support that in your life and recognize the value of who you are. Just be confident. It's not always easy. In fact, it's rarely easy. Remember that this is about you and what you're here to do, and it really enforces what you're here to do. I have never, ever questioned that I set out on the right track. I knew that I was going on the right track. I just didn't know how to get there. And I had a number of detours and lessons, areas of construction, personal construction, road construction along the way. But I was convinced it was the right way to go, and I still am. Even though there are difficulties along the way, disappointments, you keep going because you know you're doing the right thing. Stay focused on where you're going and keep your hand on the throttle, because if you let off on the throttle and you slow down, it reinforces that and you're sending yourself the wrong message. Remember, you're in control. You're calling on your courage when all of those things come back to haunt you. The voices in your head that say, I told you you couldn't do this, or who did you think you were to be doing something like this, or calling yourself a failure. Get that vocabulary out of your mind. Call on your courage. Know that you're here. I like to think of it as Earth School. We're here to learn lessons and to serve a purpose. And those lessons last as long as we're here, and they get progressively harder. When you're in school, you don't do the same thing in second grade as you do in eighth grade or as you do in college. As you progress down your road, the lessons you're going to get are much harder, but you're capable of so much more. The rewards are also that much greater. Keep that in mind. I recall the lessons of people that I know that have been on world travels, and they get themselves into some situations, and then they think to themselves, you know, Rene Cormier is a good example of this. He left his job at 33. He sold everything and traveled around the world for 5 years. You're out there and you come across some things that are a degree of difficulty, and then you think, would I rather be here having my adventure, or would I rather be back in my office cubicle that I left? adventure one out every time. Think about your new reality, where you are, who you are, what you've done, and keep that in mind as you're going through this. It's an exciting time. Look at the disappointments, difficult as they are when you're going through them, as growth time. There's a temptation to be really hard on yourself. It's important to keep opinions out of it. These disappointments become part of your new current reality. As you're setting up the action steps and going through the planning process, your reality is going to change because you have new information. It's important to keep that reality up to date as you keep the structure current. There's a tendency to be really judgmental, to be hard on yourself and put yourself down for things that you haven't accomplished or the disappointments that you have. There's a temptation for you to compare yourself against other people and look at what their seeming success is relative to what you've done. Watch for that and catch yourself when you're doing that. You'll become more conscious of it. Those opinions are not part of current reality, and comparing yourself to other people is not part of current reality. Compare yourself only to yourself and to the progress that you're making in terms of the vision you created for yourself. We come to the part now that's more fun, and that's celebrating successes. You're going to have lots of those. You've taken a step, you've taken more than one step, and then you've taken the one after that. It's important to look at where you are relative to where you've come from and relative to where you started and to where you're going. You're advancing, you're moving forward, and it's really important to recognize that with yourself and to reinforce that with yourself. Reinforce the successes that you've made. When I was on my trip, it didn't take a lot for me to reinforce the successes because it was such a wonderful trip. Every day I went for a ride, and some days I would look back and I couldn't believe where I was. It really felt as I was going through, like I was coming to life. There were many times that I was riding and I would almost have to pinch myself because I would say, I cannot believe I'm here crossing Montana and I'm on my motorcycle. I don't have a job. I don't know what I'm going to do when I go back, but I've never felt so good in my whole life. There are always things to celebrate. Where you are, what you're doing. I was following a dream that I had and allowing myself to do that. The same thing when I was starting with Trillium. It was important to celebrate those successes also. It was easy at first because there was some low-hanging fruit and it was easy to do that. It really becomes necessary during the tough times. Celebrate no matter how small the successes are because it maintains the momentum that you've got going. When somebody would register for a tour or an event, I'd write that down as a success, or write down that somebody who was connected to a lot of people had forwarded my newsletter onto them. That was a success. People who I'd met along the way who'd agreed to take my information back to their writing group, or a referral or an invitation that I had to speak. Those were all successes, and I wrote those down because, again, that reinforces the success with you. Review your progress at least weekly. And when you're going through the rough stuff, you might want to review it even more often than that because you want those successes to help you continue your momentum. What are the steps that you've done to align with your vision? What are the results that you've seen? Look for those positive things because they're going to be there even when it looks a little dark. Remember, you're not looking for approval from anyone else here. You're looking for approval just from yourself. This is about you and the path that you're on. Watch that you're staying aligned with your goal and that you're not letting the opinions of others influence you. It's okay to have feedback that's constructive and helping you along your way, but be careful getting drawn off track. Watch for doors of opportunity that open that are seemingly take you where you want to go, but just do the double check to make sure they're aligned with where you do want to go. These were some of the things that I did. I went through some of these doors that looked great, and then they looked like fantastic opportunities. But even then, my intuition was telling me, no, Liz, this is not the right way for you to be going. Just watch that it remains aligned. Do whatever it takes to send yourself messages of success. I use my calendar even to this day. I have a planning calendar I have on the wall that's erasable, and I put different stickers on it for different successes that I have, and they signify different things. Every day I put a star on for something that I've given myself credit for as a success. I use it for when I've exercised or gone on a hike so I can see that I've maintained my goal of exercising a certain number of times per week. It takes me back to being a kid, but it feeds that part of me and it reminds me of the success that I'm having. When I started my business as Trillium and doing tours, I'm not doing that anymore. It's evolved into something very different. My reality is very different now. When I look at the structure, it's come a long way, and yours will evolve too as you go along. It's just really important to stay within that structure as it is within the time that you've talked about. Within the time that you are now, knowing that you'll evolve and knowing that it will take you on to even greater things that are more meaningful to you, keep that in mind and stick with it. It's certainly worth it, and it's certainly an exciting adventure for you to be on. You can expect that this process is dynamic. There's a lot happening, lots happening to you, lots happening around you, and you need to respond to it. Try and keep it as simple as possible while getting done what you need to get done. As I mentioned, keep it current. It's really important to keep it aligned with where you're going. Knowing that you're going to have these tough decisions, and knowing also that you've got the strength and resources to move beyond them, and knowing also that there are immense rewards waiting for you along the road that will travel, will help your momentum. Now you've got homework again for the next week. One of the first things I'd like you to do is to commit to your dream in writing. Write down what your dream is and a date that you want it to be realized by. If you haven't already done this, you'll be amazed at the power that you feel when doing this. Then write down the action steps that are going to get you from where you are now to where those dreams are. You can use big buckets as I used in my example and then break them down into smaller things. List the resources that you have. Look around you and see what you've got, the people, the experience, the knowledge, anything that applies to the dream that you're going after. And then look at what the gaps are, what your needs are, and think about how you're going to fill them, because those are going to be part of the action steps. Again, if you get them to me, if you get your work to me by Monday evening at 8, I can get it back to you with comments before the next class, so that will help you along. At any time as you're working on this, and you have questions, please give me a call. I'd be happy to spend the time with you and help you work through it. Thank you for your attention during this module, and I wish you all the best as you live your dream.